This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
It is a rich and delicious story, I think. But the concept of Macienda started around a meeting of the minds that happened at a wonderful place in Pocantico Hills, New York, Blue Hill at Stone Barns. Blue Hill was lucky enough to host the G9 conference last year, which was a great gathering of some of thinkers and chefs and breeders, seed breeders from all over the world coming together to think about the collaboration between breeders and chefs surrounding flavor. In that time, our vision really became sort of chiseled to what was missing from the plates of New York. And as diners in New York, we really realized that heirloom corn and true delicious corns were missing from the plates of New York.
Corn is America's number one crop. It covers much of our country's heartland and has been hugely important to America's economy for a long, long time. There have been high-profile documentaries made about the horrors of corn monoculture. The Midwest is famously covered in huge swaths of corn, corn, corn. But how many Americans have even heard of corn that is any color but that of the soft yellow butter we so love to eat it with? If the people behind Macienda have any say in the matter, you might have pink heirloom corn on your table soon. Macienda is a business specializing in heritage varieties of Mexican corn. Kate Barney and Jorge Gaviria met while working for Daniel Barber at Blue Hill at Stone Barns, and
realized that we had way too much in common and both had a real strong fondness for tortillas, it turned out, which I don't really know how we got to that point, but we did get there at some point.
Eating tacos.
Yes, eating tacos always.
While researching how to put together a business that would satisfy their cravings for new kinds of tortillas and make a real difference at the same time, the Macienda team discovered an unexpected partner. CIMMYT, a Mexican organization whose acronym loosely translates to the International Maize and Wheat Improvement Center, had been looking for a partner like Macienda to help them promote corn biodiversity. When they finally met up with CIMMYT, what Kate and Jorge saw left them awestruck.
When we arrived to Mexico to CIMMYT on the first day, we went down to this outdoor area to a table probably 15 feet long with a display of corn unlike you have ever seen. Colors, pinks, browns, black, yellow, white, red. It was a rainbow in a way that it was just so mind-blowing and so beautiful. So it's those corns. It's the
land race
corns, the heirloom corns, many of which at this point are at risk of becoming extinct, and to be bringing them to a market that is thrilled to have them is really powerful, because in a time and a place where there is no market if you grow it, now there is.
And she's not wrong. The heritage corn market has been dwindling for years all over Mexico, largely due to some tricksters appropriately named coyotes. Coyotes are distributors who travel to remote parts of Mexico looking for small family farms. They tell the farmers that they will buy some of their corn and sell it in big cities. And that's when they pounce.
Yeah, you know, it was actually, and there's no real villain in this story. It's just a market imperative, and it determines the way we operate and coexist in this world. So you have these individuals who are going out to these communities and saying, you know, we know that you have a little bit of extra corn. Congratulations on this wonderful harvest you had. We would like to buy this corn and take it to the markets in, you know, outside of Oaxaca, for example. And these farmers who don't have these methods of transportation at their disposal, they don't have the infrastructure to bring this to market, which, as we know, is taller in itself. They end up, they end up selling it at a very, very low cost. There's really no incentive, and over a serious, you know, amount of time, this is something that ultimately farmers have just been like, you know, I'm going to scale back intentionally.
Macienda is really striving to be the new coyote, right? So the fair coyote, the
conscious coyote,
the conscious coyote.
Kate and Jorge developed a very strong relationship with CIMMYT and made some great contacts in the farmers that produce their corn. But they still needed people to sell to in order to get their business off the ground. That's where Enrique Olvera comes in. Enrique Olvera is a world-renowned Mexican chef. His Mexico City restaurant Pujol is one of the best in Mexico, and may be one of the best in the world. His menus include indigenous ingredients like ants, chia seeds, complicated moles, smoked mushrooms, and the occasional iguana. So when the team behind Macienda approached him with their ambitions for heirloom corn, he was on board.
Enrique is a fabled sort of magical chef in a way of his respect and reverence for Mexican cuisine and ingredients. And we met him when he was here in New York, and on our first night in New Mexico, had a beer with him and had a conversation about Macienda, and for saying to him, you know, do you think this is a good idea? Should we do it? Should we go for it? And he has been wildly supportive, and we are so happy to have Macienda's corn featured on the menu of his soon-to-be-open restaurant in the Flatiron District, Cozumel.
While Macienda's products are only available wholesale, you can expect to see their products in restaurants all over NYC in the near future. For example, Macienda is partnering with Pisco Brewery and Roberta's Pizza to make a delicious corn-based beer that is sure to fly off the shelves. If you want to know more about Macienda or are just hungry for some good food, you should visit MasaFest, a celebration of Mexican culinary traditions, August 9th at Rockaway Beach, 97th Street. The festival is free and goes for the whole day, culminating in Masa Feast, a dinner made by Gabriel Camara and Ignacio Matos. Tickets for Masa Feast are going fast, and we would love to see you there. This is Elizabeth Sachs reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.